Hello everyone, my name is Jingwen Zhang. I'm from the University of Pennsylvania, and this work is conducted by the Network Dynamics Group of the Annenberg School for Communication at the UPenn. And so the title of the talk today is Hacking the System of Networked Social Influence. I will talk a lot of very innovative ideas that may differ from what you think of social media and social networks. And this specific study about an efficacy and causal mechanisms of an online social network intervention to increase physical activity. So the theoretical background of this work is about social influence, and people have very different perspectives of social influence ranging from the macro level to the macro level. So on a macro level, this research is from the psychology area, and human behaviors get performed very differently by the mere presence of others. Even in the 1989, there was the effect called coaction effect, that saying that when cyclists bicycle against each other, which increases the speed of the cyclists, and also the audience effect, saying that when I speak in front of the audience, it's very differently from I speak by myself. And so other people's behaviors provide a normative pressure on us, and we both consciously pray for and sometimes unconsciously follow the perceived normative behaviors. This line of research comes from Cialdini in 1998 and was widely used in intervention designs leveraging social normative influence. So this is the macro level of social influence. On the macro level, we also know that social networks affect the spread of information and behaviors. The recent very famous study by Dr. Chris Tagis and following 2007 looked at how behaviors like obesity, smoking, cluster in people's social networks and how those behaviors actually spread among the large social networks over 30 years. And from sociology literature, we also know that social structures endogenously produce social behaviors, and the emergence of social behaviors further feedback into the system. So there is this reinforcing loop that how people connect with each other and the structures of the social networks endogenously produce behaviors, which then influence the constructions of the social networks. So I'm talking about social influence from these two levels, one on the psychological macro level and one on the sociological macro level. So thinking about how to use social influence to actually generate some public health outcomes, this is the conceptual model of how social structures impact health by Lisa Berkman in 2000. And this picture, the diagram, just shows how the social structure conditions influence social network constructions, which then influence the psychological mechanisms underlying these social networks, which then generate some health behaviors changes and health outcomes. Specifically, for our study, we focused on the link from the social networks to the psychological mechanisms. One is the social support. So basically, if we have social networks, we have social support underlying these networks that people send informational, emotional, appraisal support to each other, which then this social support leads to some behavior changes and outcomes. The other mechanisms of how social networks influence the mechanism is social influence. So that ties back to the macro level, that how people influence each other. Social influence can also mean different things like social comparison, normative comparison, that how I do compared with others and how my behavior is influenced by others. So we're considering these two social mechanisms of how social networks influence behavior. Broadly, I'm talking about networked social influence. So the picture on the right shows the work from Dr. Chris Tagis showing the clusters of smoking, how clusters of smoking and smoking cessation changes from the 1970s to the 2000. So this just illustrates how our behaviors are influenced and induced by each other in our close networks. And also we see like young people adopt smoking behaviors under pressures of others, especially in public and social settings. The three small persons just showing that when friends do behaviors together, they tend to influence each other. And social influence can go both positive directions and negative directions. People smoke, adopt smoking together, but they can also stop smoking together. So that was the theoretical background of this research. We know that social networks influence psychological mechanisms and then influence the behaviors, and it can go both ways. So our question is to how to leverage social influence to engineer positive behavior change instead of inducing the negative social influence. So the approach for doing this work is we construct online social networks, and we put individuals into the constructed online social networks, and then observe how their behaviors actually influence each other over time, and then generate the positive effects we want to see. And all this work was actually from Dr. Santola's two papers published in Science about how online social networks can influence behaviors. If you're interested in that literature, you could look into the first publications, and then this is just the follow-up of that study. And I'm talking about one specific study utilizing this approach. So in this study, we compared the two mechanisms I just talked about in the diagram. So the different effects of social support and the social comparison. So social support is always intended to be helpful and can include informational, emotional, instrumental, and personal support. Previous research on social support interventions, however, showed inconclusive results, depending on the behavior and also depending on the population. In comparison to social support, social comparison is a different social mechanism. Social comparison centers on the assumption that people desire to gain accurate self-evaluations by comparing themselves to others in their networks. And social comparison can go upward and downward, resulting in opposite directions. So for example, if a person always compares to people who are better than the person herself, and it can sometimes generate depressed thoughts, which actually have negative effects. But also, if people compare to others who perform better than themselves, they can also get some inspirations and motivations from other people. So we want to test it how these two mechanisms play out in our constructed online networks and which one is more effective in generating positive behaviors. And the design of the, so this is an experiment, and we have an offline component, which is a fitness program conducted at the University of Pennsylvania with all graduate students. It's an 11-week fitness program, and we offer fitness assessments and also 90 free access classes for all the graduate students at the school. And all the classes were offered by the gym of the university. And so for the participants, if they're interested in the fitness program, starting from the beginning of the semester, they sign up for this program, and they are given all these free access classes that they can go to for a semester. And we recruited a total of 1,007 graduate and professional students at the university, and so provided them all these offline components of the fitness program. And our experiment was conducted through an online platform. I will show you the websites. So basically, the pictures shows when the participants came to the program. They participated in the physical assessment to start, and then they just go to the classes when they're willing to. So this is the website for the students, and so when they registered for the program, they actually went to this website first, and then they see all the instructions about participation, and then they registered for a profile for themselves. And basically they came to this website and they registered for their profiles, including their age, gender, their school, and then each one of them had a profile. And then we put each individual in our constructed online social network, basically meaning that we have an algorithm to put all these registered users into different positions of the network. And this is a fully connected social network, meaning that each person can see each other's profile and also their performances during the program. So the basic mechanisms for inducing the positive behavior change is that when one person adopts for example, adopts a healthy behavior, in our case, attending a class, that person's behavior signal gets pushed into all the neighbors or peers of that individual. So showing that, so for example, the person attended a excess class, and then there's a message about that person attending that class got sent to all the peers of that individual. Okay. So in this way, we actually push all the positive behavior signals to peers of that individual who started to adopt the behavior. And we want to know, when do people care to pay attention to other people? So when we push all these positive signals to other people. So then we compared the mechanisms of social support and social comparison. In these two conditions, all the online social networks is the same. So six participants were put into online social networks, which was a fully network that they could connect with each other. In the social support, we told them, all these participants, you're in a team and you're going to support each other, and all your performances were aggregated to get your team score. So in this condition, people were encouraged to send support to each other, and for example, like, we're a team, we're awesome, and then give me some advice about exercise. And so all the individuals in this social support condition, because they were in a team, they received the same team score. So for example, one person, so all the six people might go to different classes. So one class would add one score into the team. So this 18 number just demonstrated that all these individuals received the same score. And in the social comparison condition, they were told that they were individuals, then they were to compete with each other about their performance. And person may like have the mindset, they access more often than me, and this person may have the mindset, I need to catch up. And in this condition, all of the individuals actually got different scores based on their individual performances. So this is the core social mechanisms that we were manipulating in the experiment. Even the underlying networks were the same, but the social mechanisms were very different. For the social support, everyone got the same score. They would support each other. And in the comparison, different people got different scores. So this was a 2x2 experiment comparing the factor of social support and social comparison. So we had four conditions. In the control condition, the individuals got the basic program signing up for classes through our website. In the comparison, they got information about their buddies, basically the neighbors in their network. In the support condition, they were told they were in the team and they could actually chat with each other, sending support information. In the combined condition, social support plus comparison, they got information about their own teams, but they also got information about the other team's score. So basically in this combined condition, they were in a team, but they were also competing with other teams. You combining these two social incentives together. This is just the website for the control. Individual signing up for class and seeing her own score. Comparison condition, the individual sees all the neighbors and the peers and then see other people's scores. In the support condition, all these individuals were put into the same team and they got one score. And in the comparison, again, it's very similar to the comparison, but you got other team score. So results, the attendance of the classes ranged from 0 to 39 classes. A lot of people actually never attended one class, but there were actually active participants as well. Social comparison combined condition had a higher mean number of class attendance than the two conditions without the social comparison. Attendance rates were 85% higher in the comparison conditions. More clearly, this bar shows that how the mean number of class attendances differed among the four conditions. You can see clearly there's a mean effect of the social comparison factor in comparison to the social support factor. And this just shows the cumulative class attendance from week 0 to week 11, and we can clearly see that the two orange ones with the social comparison factor, which actually increased from the beginning to the end, but the two conditions without the comparison factor, the control and the social support, leveraged over time. So people no longer had interest in going to classes in those two conditions. So takeaway messages. First, social comparison was more effective, and second, social support condition might surprise participants' attention to other people's performances. And third one, the combined condition did not perform better than the comparison condition, meaning the team model and the chatting function might not have additional effects. So basically saying that with the comparison factor, it doesn't matter whether your individuals are in the teams. You have the mindset of the comparison with other people, and then that increases your performance. Okay, so to just summarize the message, incentivize social comparison, push positive behaviors to peers, may actually get all desired behaviors through social networks. And this is our team, Network Dynamics Group, and if you're interested in all the other published articles, check our website or search Social Dynamics Groups at Penn, and you will see all the other work we have been doing using this approach. Thank you.